The Osgood Files, sponsored by BASF. With just the right chemistry, we can build more while using less. BASF knows how. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. 70 years ago this week, the Allied invasion of Normandy began the liberation of Europe from the Nazis. If you ever get a chance to go to the beaches and the graveyards above them, you'll never forget the sight. And this year, you might even meet a few of the liberators.
They call us the tip of the spear.
More after this from Charlie. Jim Martin of Xenia, Ohio, knows exactly where he was 70 years ago. He was part of the 101st Airborne, preparing to parachute behind the German lines in Normandy to stop a column of reinforcements from reaching the beaches. It was supposed to be a surprise, but as they were about to jump, the air was suddenly exploding all around them.
We wanted to get out of the plane quickly because it was hitting the planes. The planes were blowing up, and we wanted to get the hell out of there.
Of course, as he told CBS's Dean Reynolds, it wasn't much better outside the plane. They ended up landing right in the middle of the German columns.
That was a slaughterhouse. There was SS all over the place, and they just slaughtered us. My colonel was lost. My company commander was lost.
After fighting in Normandy, Jim fought in Holland, then on to the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium, and he finally ended up in Berchtesgaden, the Führer's retreat.
Did you ever think you were going to die?
Sure, every day.
How do you get over that?
You just have to accept it. If you're going to worry about dying all the time, you can't fight.
And this week, Jim Martin will go back to Normandy. At the age of 93, he plans to put on a parachute and jump from a plane near the same spot he landed 70 years ago. He will see the beaches below and the rows of gravestones on the cliffs above. And a world that would have been very different had it not been for the courage of men like him. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.